This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, you might think about taking Jesus Christ as your savior instead of fooling around with all this stuff.
Ah, Jesus.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
I like him very much. He no help.
You trying to say Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
What the hell's going on out here?
Well, Nuke's scared because his eyelids are jammed in his old man's hair. We need a live, was it a live rooster? We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
That's all we got? One damn hit?
You can't say damn on
here. Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
The Fan.
Welcome into the damn second hour of Dirt and Sprague on the Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2, and of course the YouTube, youtube.com/1080AM The Fan. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Hello.
We all made it.
We're here.
Delightful little birthday for my 9-year-old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Solid birthday celebration yesterday.
Dude, when your kids, man, they get older and you just want to make the whole day about them.
Yeah, you want to make it be special.
Yeah.
You only turn 9 once, man, then it's gone.
You're also, like you're like The Rock in the Jumanji remake. He's like, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry.
Don't do it.
You're 9.
Last year, single digits, man.
I know.
Then you got two double-digit kids.
Oh, and then I'm on my way to graduation, and you've got your second kid, and he's 2.
you're high-stepping your way into the end zone.
And then before you know it,
I'm getting sacked on the 5-yard line.
Yeah, Pax is in town. He's coming to the Hops game
Dude,
tonight.
Swag's about to be a grandfather.
Isn't that going to be
wild? No,
the granddad swag days are going to be pretty crazy on the show when that happens.
Oh, I've had that chat.
What if we start calling him? There. When that happens, we go Pops? What do we go?
Oh, are you,
Papa?
Are you a papa?
I don't know.
Papa.
You haven't thought about what you want to be called if you are a grandfather?
Some people just like being the normal grandpa, just be grandpa.
Yeah.
But some people like going papa. Some people like going pops.
Swaggy papa?
Well, see, so my dad to Pax and all my nephews is Papa Swag.
Papa Swag.
So that's already spoken for.
Yeah, you can't be a junior in that scenario.
No.
That would be weird.
Papa Swag the second. You can't be that. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
Maybe P2? Are you a P2?
Ooh, P2? I don't know. P2 of the family?
Yeah.
You know,
go
I'm not
by Swag.
I'm here. You know, I'm not here.
That discussion's still a few years off.
As far as you know,
you don't know what he's doing in his spare time.
You got
buddy.
No clue what's going on out there in Central Oregon.
That gun's loaded. We have a lot to get to in the second hour of the program. We'll start with some local good news. We have poll questions up. We started off with a bang. Would you rather have a medal or a plaque? You can vote at Dirt and Sprague on that. And then we were talking about Aaron Nesmith. He had 6 threes in the fourth quarter of that game one.
He's on fire!
And what's your most in Fuego sports moment? So we did a poll question because we each gave one. Now, I want to say, vote at Dirt and Sprague. We're not going to change it, although you can make a real argument. It's kind of Bush League. Dirt's out here as a 30-year-old, given his accolades, and me and Swags are high school accolades.
It's not my fault I didn't peak. Exactly. Well, I mean, I peaked in high school, and then I just kept getting better. So I peaked, and then it improved from there. My athletic accomplishments didn't stop.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't stop.
You shot under par in high school and golf?
I mean, no, but I was winning PIL titles, different sports.
What's your best high school moment? Not like team success-wise. Do you remember a game? Where did you have like four tutties that you threw?
I had a game-winning drive to keep our PIL championship hopes alive against Jefferson with less than 2 minutes to go.
Now, when you say I had one, that tells me that you were throwing first downs, you were running for first downs.
Literally everything, and then threw a tutty to win the game.
Okay, yeah. All right, there all we go.
Get on my back. I'll carry you. Don't worry about this.
I could squat 200.
Somebody had a good one. Somebody said, my most enfuego moment. Personal one would be shooting a 750 series in a sanctioned bowling league. I don't understand that,
good.
But is that good?
Love the bowling ones coming in. That's
a lot of bowling ones.
So the bowling ones, so normally when you go, if you're in a sanctioned league, it is a three games.
Okay.
Against your team, or the other team, back and forth. So a series is your total score for three games. Mm. So a perfect score is 900. If
Got
you roll three.
So 750 is really good for
750,
game
you're averaging 250 for three games.
Somebody said, probably the most, he added though, the most universally understood though was high school football. I had six sacks, one of which was a safety and a 64 yard touchdown run all in one game against Beaverton, but it was JV, so I don't think it counts.
Oh, it counts. It counts, buddy. You tell me that stat line. I don't care what level you play. That's impressive.
Ooh, Grandpappy getting texted in?
Grandpappy?
Grandpappy?
No, oh, that makes me sound like I'm
You're
ancient.
Racist. You're a racist guy somewhere.
Grandpappy!
Grandpappy.
The Grand Swaggies getting texted in? Grand Swaggy's not bad.
You know, when I was younger, that was okay. Oh, Grandpappy, stop. Don't finish the sentence.
Last PE scrimmage my senior year at my 1A school, I couldn't miss. It was 10 plus threes in that 30-minute window.
That's what I'm talking
in
about.
And Vans and khakis, too, bitch.
Yeah. Yes. Fantastic. That's the stuff that I love.
Love it.
So you can vote at Dirt and Sprague. Dirt's going to run away with that one. A one under.
I tried to help Swag with his 290, but he didn't want to put it in. I
appreciate it. He went 12
points. Because you have 33 from a high school basketball game, and he has 12. And so when those options are on the same poll question, I just, you know, 290 would have stood out a little bit. That's a hell of a round.
We'll redo this in 10 years, that poll question, and it'll be 40 points for me. And eventually, this will be tougher for people to vote on.
You're the people talking about Jordan. He never lost a playoff series.
he
never
perfect.
Lost in his career.
Want to remind you guys that Tuesday, June 24th, is a big day for us. Hopefully, a big day for you. Put it on the calendar because it's the 11th annual Fan Golf Classic, brought to you by your local Toyota dealers who present that event out at Langdon Farms Golf Club. Again, Tuesday, June 24th, also brought to you by Henderson & Daughter Windows and Doors and Philbrook Law Accident Injury Lawyers, Victor Rico's Breakfast Burritos and Lunch, Matt's Barbecue going to be on hand, of course. Ooh, that brisket. We'll be hanging out, having a good time Tuesday, June 24th. That's the day before the NBA draft.
That is. It'll be a fun day to be out there.
So go to 1080thefan.com. If you haven't already, sign up. I know the early round is early, but man, once you wake up, you get a burrito in your system.
It could be hot as hell that day, too. You want to play
Mary. You know, whatever you want to do.
Well, and then you don't have to go to work. You come play in the morning and then just hang out at the course all day.
Yeah, debate if the Blazers
should draft
this guy. They got
Wi-Fi there. You can check the email.
Yeah, you're fine. Exactly. Barbecue food's out all afternoon. It's delightful.
Speaking of the draft, a guy that was in the draft not too long ago, we didn't draft him. We traded for him, but we kind of pretend that we drafted him because we traded for him.
We really liked him in the draft. We didn't take him, but we really liked him.
Tumani Kamara.
Hey!
Was recognized yesterday. He made second team all NBA defense.
He did.
How about that? He is the ninth Trailblazer in franchise history to earn all defensive honors. He had six votes for first team, and he received obviously 62 for the second team. The first team all defense was Evan Mobley, Draymond Green, Dyson Daniels of the Hawks, Lu Dort, and Amen Thompson from the Rockets. The second team included Rudy Gobert, Jaren Jackson Jr., Triple J as they call him in the streets, Oklahoma City Thunder, Jalen Williams, the EN, not the IN.
The EN.
And Zubac, along with, obviously, Tumani Kamara.
It's really cool, man. I saw this yesterday. It was nice that he got respected for the season that he had defensively.
He definitely earned it. Yeah.
And I think the only fear in the back of your mind was, did anybody pay attention to the Blazers this year? Like, how many people didn't watch them? They weren't on national television. So at times they were an out of sight, out of mind, irrelevant team. I know they were better this year than they've been in years past. That meant winning 36 games. So let's not sit here and act like that's a story around the league that everybody's paying attention to. So nice that the voters paid attention enough and listened to what different players said around the league about having to go against him and how skilled he was. Maybe we talked about this during the season and asked it aloud. When was the last time we had a guy? I genuinely was curious because I saw that he made the team and then I just...
I was going to ask you because you know the last Blazer to
I did because I went and looked it up yesterday and I was like, have we had one in the last 10 years?
Okay, Swag, do you know Swag, the answer
it's
to this
in his
question?
Update today.
He's been saying it in his update
all day. So the entire audience knows too, so it ruins the entire...
Just making sure you're on your toes. You know what I mean? I definitely heard that update.
The Rattler. Theo Ratliff was the last time we had one. So it's been over 20 years since we've had an all-defensive player.
That's a long time.
That is a very long time.
Now, you know what's weird is you say, like, I don't know how many people paid attention to our team. They were below 40 wins. You know, they had a nice little rebound season for themselves.
I think they had one nationally televised game all year, if I'm not mistaken.
It was the Dame game.
It was the Dame Bucks game.
I don't think they paid attention a lot, but what's funny is it feels like noise-wise, Avdija got most of the conversation because of his production.
Yeah, he had some great games down the stretch.
But I think around the league, I saw a random, you know how they get those NBA Central, Centel, like they aggregate stuff?
Yeah.
I'd have to go find the story. I meant to dive in, but I didn't. Jovan Bruha, I think he covers the Lakers. He's an LA-based guy.
Mm-hmm.
They took a blurb out of one of his, and I don't even know half of these if they're true. They always exaggerate.
Let's get ball sacked anyways.
But it was basically something in the effect of the Blazers would demand two firsts for Tamani. And I'm just thinking, like, why would you trade him?
We're trading Tamani Kamara?
I don't think they are. I don't even think that's a consideration because what else would you be pointing to
right now?
Do
we have a new Jason McIntyre on our hands? Are we going Rui Hachimura in a second-round pick for Damian Lillard? Is that what you're telling me?
Let's not suggest that. Let's just pretend that he just threw out, like, hypothetically the Blazers would want this. I think because it was a Laker-based story, and he's like, they probably would say no to a first and Dalton Connect. And it's like, we would.
Yeah. Well, throw Bronny in there, now we got a trade. Now we got a deal.
Then we got an owner and LeBron coming over to watch his kid.
He can own the team. He's going to play for us. It's a whole thing, man. Now LeBron's the king here.
Just saying. If LeBron can't get that Vegas team, I'd be pretty open to him being the owner.
I'd be all for him being the owner of the team.
Be him in a big
group. Controls the NBA. I'm all for it. He's clutch.
It didn't go well for Michael. Michael wasn't a very good owner in Charlotte.
That's true, but he didn't have an agency behind him as well on top of it, and LeBron has to have, you know, he happens to have that. It's crazy that it's been 20-plus years. It was a fun walk down memory lane. The other guys that made all defensive teams, so Theo Ratliff was the last one. Scottie Pippen did it. Buck Williams. I mean, that's like basically what you're talking since 1990.
We've only had nine of these guys, ever.
Yeah, Kermit Washington, and then you're way back to Maurice Lucas, Lionel Hollins, Bill Walton, and Bobby Gross.
Can I ask you guys this? Usually when you make these award lists, now some guys become specialists, right? Like Lou Dort, you think defensive specialist.
He's got a lot of talent around him that just, hey, if you hit an open three, that's great, but go be locked down on that end of
the
floor.
He is the definition of a 3-and-D guy, right? Tamani is kind of that right now. But when you make these lists, your name is more in the front of people's minds, especially when they're covering a team that plays Portland. When you think Tamani Kamara, do you think can reach an all-star level?
I do not.
You do not? Mainly going to be 3-and-D?
I hope I'm wrong on that. I do. You have to have a level of consistency on the offensive end of the floor.
He can shoot the three.
He can, and he had a very good year, as your stats would tell us.
He
took a major jump this year shooting the three-point ball.
His ability to make an all-star team will be based on the team success. He's a guy that if Portland ever gets to being first or second.
Like if they're 6-7 range, and
because you go back to the Blazer teams of the in the 80s and 90s, the first one, Drexler, Porter, like Porter and Kersey, you'll see Duckworth even made an all-star team. That's when they were winning 60 games or whatever. Drexler was the all-star. He was going to be an all-star every year.
Yes.
But when Portland won 63 games one season, that's when you saw the other guys. So if Portland's ever able, with Tumani Kamara, to have a 60-win season, he's a guy that could be a second All-Star.
It's 11-5, by the
way. We're winning 60 games now in a year.
Well, no, but I think this point, like, if they have a year where they
I just think the All-Star game's a lot different. I think the All-Star game's a lot different. I think back then it probably was that way. Now it's more of a popularity contest. And I know the coaches have a say, and you can
add
players.
Well, they voted for
the
starters back then.
Sure, but I think the reserves, I just think the voting was a little bit different.
The Atlanta Hawks a couple years ago did what he's saying. They had that great year, and they got four dudes in, and it was like, should Teague be
the Eastern Conference also sucks, so there's that on top of it as well.
You don't got to poo-poo us.
I just think, like, for a guy, he's averaging 11 points per game. He took a big jump offensively from year one to year two, but that was 7.5 to 11.5. He's 25 years old. So, like, where do we see the ceiling of his offensive game? Do you see him doubling up his offensive production?
Doubling would be tough, but
if you're going to get to 20 points per game, you got to double your offensive production.
He could get to 16, 17 a game.
And that's not an All-Star.
No.
You're not averaging 16 points per game and being a good defender.
No, but if he's averaging 12 rebounds a game and he's had a couple, now let's say his
defense. He averaged 5 rebounds a game, so now he's tripling his rebound total, too?
I mean, he's probably more likely a Lu Dort of just in your mind, a 3-and-D guy who maybe he has a game or two, but largely isn't relied upon as the go-to option there. But I mean, we've said this before too, but like the thing about that team is I don't know where they're going to go in the draft. I am excited for it despite where they're at picking. Those are the only two players they have to point to right now, this regime.
That's what they got.
I mean, you can point to Klingon and I would say, okay, that's all right. Totally get you. But it's year one.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a mixed bag, I thought. You made second team all rookie, but that doesn't...
It wasn't a great rookie class.
It wasn't an amazing rookie class. So, you know, we'll wait and see. I hope he can take a step sincerely. But right now, as a regime, all they have to point to are those two players.
Yeah, I mean, look, if this ends up being the guy that you can lean on offensively, then you have found an absolute gem. I think you're okay if he's just an elite defender, which he clearly is. He deserved to be second team all NBA, but... next year will be fascinating for not only him, but the entire organization, because they're telling us we might have our star on our team. So is that Denny Avdija after the end of the year that he had? Is he going to get off to a better start? Is it Kamara, who all of a sudden goes from 11 points to 16 points per game next year? And then you're saying, man, if he can go from 7 to 11 to 15 or 16, then maybe being a 20 point per game scorer is a realistic thought for him. But just watching the growth from a couple of these guys, and I mean, I think you're at the end of your runway with Shaden and figuring out kind of what he is. You got one more year to go out and prove it, and we'll see what they do with the extension this offseason.
The thing about Avdija, and I'm fascinated to see where he goes next year, because you talk about age. He is still young-ish, but this is going to be...
He's got a great contract, too.
Yeah, it goes down. It's going to be a sixth season.
Yes.
Largely, those players don't take, like, some massive, crazy leap. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. As high on him as you are and as happy as we are to have him because he's a good player, go look at his numbers from this year to last year.
They're almost identical.
It's like he had a stretch, and so I think that stretch kind of clouds people's thoughts of what he did from his last year in Washington to this year. His three-point percentage was worse. His field goal percentage was worse, so the volume is a little more up.
Yeah.
You know, two-point percentage, effective field goal, all that's like his numbers just largely... He improved points per game.
He got off to a horrible start and was awesome in the back end of the year.
But so his rebounds, his assists, there's nothing that largely changed from the year prior at Washington to this season.
So can he take what he did at the end of the year to this year? Or to next year, I should say?
I just don't know how big a leap that is all I'm saying. So Tamani Kamara, second team All-NBA defensive team. He is the ninth Blazer to make it and the first since Theo Ratliff did it in 2004. Random basketball, though. We'll get some football stuff. We got a lot of football stuff to get into. We'll talk to Bobby Marks at 8:30. Random basketball note that caught my eye. I want to talk about this next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I was alerted via the fan Twitter account, at 1080 The Fan, that we're about 100 days out from Oregon's kickoff season, so college football is around the corner.
100 days away.
It's counting down.
It's almost here, man.
It's exciting. We got college football news to get to. There is a fan base, a booster base, I should say, really pissed at their coach.
They've had enough of this.
I defended it, and I actually still think I could defend it. I saw some takes yesterday from the other team side of, like, how dare you not do this? And I'm like, I don't think you should chime in.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and sit this one out?
It's ridiculous. Also, they were given a gift yesterday from the seating stuff.
They absolutely were.
So we'll talk about that coming up. We got college football to discuss. Connelly's got his SP Plus model out. Where are the Oregon Ducks on the SP Plus? I didn't see my Beavers in the top 25, Connelly.
The hell's up with that, Connelly?
We got Murphy. Come on. What are we doing?
Big Malik Murphy guy.
We'll get to that. Bobby Marks will join us at 8:30.
I'm excited for that.
We'll talk about what it's like to operate a basketball team in the midst of a sale.
Yeah, he was the assistant GM in the Nets when they were up for sale.
Yeah, Prokhorov came in and said, I'm about to spend that money, and then he stopped spending that money.
He's like, no, I don't want to do this
and
anymore.
And he sold it. I'm going to make that money.
Yeah, just let me sit on my yacht out here in the Atlantic. Life's good.
Oligarchs. So we'll talk to him at 8:30. Also, just his takeaways of the playoffs right now. Does he think the Knicks or the Pacers could give the Thunder a good series?
Yeah, also the numbers that SGA are now going to get in a Supermax deal. We are close to a $1 million per game player.
Oh, yeah. That's
I believe SGA's number is going to be 72 with his Supermax, Super Duper Max. So we're almost there.
I saw, this is a random aside basketball-ish story. I saw a report from the media types yesterday. Michael Jordan was hired as an NBC contributor. And everybody was like, well, what does that mean? I don't really know yet. We haven't got any clarification. Could be a sit-down interview where he just does it remotely and talks to a player. What's interesting about Michael Jordan is how many people, and I don't say this in a negative way, just I think it's a reality, how many people, both former player and older NBA / sports fan, love to Jack and Jill that water. They love to carry it up the hill, right? And they love to keep going, talking about how only he did something great. How only he was this. How only he was that. It has sucked since he left. It's it can be hard. Yeah. I'm a big Jordan guy. He's on my Arnold Schwarzenegger wall at my gym. Like, people think I'm not a Jordan guy. I'm a big Jordan guy. But it's as if he's the only guy who ever did anything great in that league, and it's been hard for that league to move on post the Jordan era. It's interesting story coming out. There are sources connected to Michael Jordan in regards to the NBC stuff, where basically Michael Jordan is going to be pumping up the NBA. Everybody's waiting for Jordan to get on TV and crap all over this generation.
To dump on the younger players.
And early reporting intel is saying that he is going to get on and tell you, no, these players are extraordinary. They are great. You need to stop crapping on them, whether that be LeBron, whether that be Steph, whether that be even James Harden. We need to stop acting as if this generation is not tough, is not good, is not skilled. And I'm going to be very interested to see if he does indeed do this.
Yeah, that's the way it looks.
What the old heads are going to be thinking. Like, they're still going to think he's the GOAT, but also, like, are they just going to, well, Mike can think that, but I don't think that. Like, I'm going to be curious to see the reaction if he's getting on there and he's telling you, quite literally, this is the best I've ever seen do this, whoever that is and whatever they're doing.
Yeah,
I'll be very curious to see what the reaction's going to be.
I think it'd be great for the NBA, man. They, more than any other sport, I feel like, deals with this, the olds yelling at the youngs, and it used to be so much better, and the product has deteriorated. You get a little bit of it in other sports, but not quite as much. There's more of an appreciation of the current greatness, and the NBA has just never been able to get over that. And I don't know if it's a jealousy about the amount of money the guys are making now and how big the contracts are, the perks that they have. I've never quite fully understood it, but there has always been a pushback against the current generation. And I do think it hinders the enjoyment for older fans who listen to those guys, who grew up watching those guys. And so it can be incredibly powerful to get an MJ to come on your TV and say, hey, man, look, these guys are the best I've ever seen do it, or this player is one of my top three or four guys of all time. Or I did have a little chuckle when I saw this story yesterday, and it's kind of coinciding with the end of LeBron's career, so I'm wondering how much this relates to LeBron. I know he's not retired yet, but we know his days are certainly numbered over 40 years old playing in the NBA. But I think that would shut a lot of people up and hopefully change the discourse from always having to be a conversation about who's the greatest, who's the face, mm-hmm. Just enjoy the basketball, appreciate the athletes and the level of play that you get, and then move on.
I've always said, like, I whoever your GOAT is, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with the age they played or the age of you when they played. Yes. I think that's a huge underrated part of this, right? I also think it's just stylistically, what would you want as either being a player or running a team?
Yeah.
Right? And so most people still pick Jordan. That is overwhelmingly the pick. I've always just said, I think there's goats. I think it's a farm.
How dare you?
I think there's a lot of goats. How often do you go to a farm and you see one goat?
No.
There's always a pack of goats.
There's a lot of grass to chew.
I think there's goats from every era. I think there's a Russell goat. There's a Wilt goat. Boy, that Wilt goat, you need to keep him away from the female goats.
Yeah.
Those goats are complaining. It's
a lot
happening.
Of baby
you
goats.
Want a lot of goats. A
lot of baby goats.
That's how we got more goats. Yeah. There's Wilt goats out there. You got the Larry goats and the Magic goats and the Jordan goats and the LeBron goats and the Shaqs and the Hakeems. Yeah. Like, there's just a field of goats. There's not one. Yeah. I think it's such an idiotic, simple-minded way to view sports. It's like, well, there's only one goat. It's like, really? Okay.
No.
Stupid. It takes away from the aspect of team building as well, by the way.
Yes, it does.
I always thought the one sport that surprisingly didn't deal with more back in my day than the NBA that rightfully probably could, I've just been amazed that we used to watch grown men be blindside hit at 20 miles an hour on concrete fields, and those dudes would get up and keep playing.
Yes. Yeah.
Football is physical. I'm not mad at football in the way it's played at all. I'm just saying, when we do the whole back in my day or this era was better.
Yeah, the game's completely changed.
I don't want a guy to almost die on cement. But man, those dudes literally played on cement and then got blindsided in ways that if they happened now, they'd be suspended for the whole season.
Oh, what, yes. Aikman and John Elway and Montana, what those guys went through compared to how protected quarterbacks are now.
It's insane.
It's ridiculous.
It's just nuts.
You can't breathe on a guy.
No, but like, go watch receivers over the middle at Pittsburgh Three Rivers Stadium.
Oh, yeah, go watch guys that Ronnie Lott used to light up running a crossing route.
Like, you just wince when you watch the highlights of it, of like, how did they
go watch the steel curtain? Mel Blount just blowing dudes up That's
always been for me the sport that I'm like, I don't know how they did that back then.
It's funny too. So now it's not, I mean, it's not perfect, not identical, and maybe there's some comparisons, but when you look at, like, compare the top 10 NBA scoring list all time with the top 10 NFL passing yards list, and essentially in the passing yards list, every single player has come from the, like, some are a little bit older than others, like Marino's still in there. Stafford, I think, was the last one to join. He just cracked the top 10 maybe last year.
Okay. Is Marino still up there?
Marino's nine, so Stafford's going to chase him down.
Well, Jim Kelly would have been up there had he not played in the USFL.
Yes, he would have had some guys that were still up there. But passing yard leaders, for the most part in the NFL, are Matt Ryan is eighth, Aaron Rodgers, Phillip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, Favre, Manning, Breeze, Brady.
Yeah. Yep.
And then you go to the NBA all-time scoring list, and Kareem is obviously still number two. I know he played forever.
Is Wilt still up there?
Wilt is still number seven. Mm-hmm. Karl Malone is number three.
Jordan.
So, and Jordan is up there. So you have some blend of newer guys, but there's also some old-timers who were able to hold on.
Because getting a bucket is still getting a bucket, no matter
what. In terms of the old fuddy-duddies looking at it and saying how much the game has changed, you don't have anybody from the Wilt Chamberlain or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar era who are still top 10 in passing yards. Those guys
just
will never snip it.
Marino's just, it.
Well, yeah. I don't want the
and Marino
discourse.
Played until 2000. And what year did he retire? I mean, he was in the NFL until 2000.
Yeah, he came in 83.
I don't want the discourse. I'm not saying the discourse should change to the NFL in that regard. I'm just saying, like, I've always thought of the sports to say back in that, not that it was better, just like how crazy it was.
Plus, back then, it was all about having a dominant run game, and the run was still what you based your offense, like, across the board.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
And now it's, okay, how do we establish the passing game and use the run to set up the pass rather than the other way around?
Just very interesting to see if Michael Jordan gets on NBC next year and is like, this, like, just, I just want to watch it. I'm very curious because they need a Michael Jordan type to really pom-pom wave for the league, whereas Barkley loves to get on and crap on it.
He does, yeah.
And then even when they had a good game or a good run of playoffs, he's just like, oh, it was good. But, you know, he doesn't say anything else that's complimentary. He's Barkley.
Right.
But we'll stick in football. Speaking of football, let's stick in football. College football news we need to get to. Bobby Marks will join us at 8:30. Dirt and Sprague back with more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, welcome back in. 7:39. Happy Friday, everybody. The news came out yesterday. We talked about it on the show, but it is official that the college football playoff next year will go away from conference champs getting the top four seeds. It's going to be straight seeding. Wherever you're ranked in the CFP, that's where you're going to be ranked by the committee. That's where you'll be ranked in the college football playoff. Now, if you win your conference, you're still guaranteed a spot in the playoff. It's not a guarantee that you're going to get a first round bye. Lost in kind of the shuffle of that, of like, hey, this is a great idea. You know, doesn't take a genius to look at it and say, this is probably the right move in the short term. And then the whole thing will change again next year. Easily the biggest winner going forward, because this will be a rule that they keep in place, I'm assuming, going forward into the future iterations of the playoffs. Notre Dame is easily the biggest winner. Notre Dame, the only criticism of Notre Dame, not criticism, but the issue that Notre Dame was going to have in the modern playoff era is that they were never going to be able to get a first-round bye because they couldn't win a conference championship. So they were always just going to play for home field advantage, try and get it, and that's the best that they could do, and they'd have to win an extra playoff game. Mm-hmm. Many people would say that's very fair. They don't have to play a conference championship game. You shouldn't get a first-round bye. That is now out of their way because you don't have to win a conference championship to get a top four seed. Notre Dame, without playing in a conference, can now get a first round bye in the college football playoff.
I don't know if they're my biggest winner, but they're certainly right there. They're, you know, it might be a 1-2, a 1A, 1B situation. I think the point you're making is valid. But I think their schedule from time to time can be hard.
I would hope that it would, if it's an easier one, we would hold it against them, but will we?
We never have.
All we care about at the end of the regular season is what is your record, not who you played. Yeah. It doesn't matter how challenging it was. Well, you're 10-1. You're 11-1. We got to put you
but
there.
But that's what makes the USC-Notre Dame argument. Yesterday, it kind of came to the forefront. So there's a story out you told me about. USC boosters, like the big wigs, are massively pissed about this.
They're threatening to pull their funding for USC athletics. One booster even called and told the Board of Trustees that he will take USC out of his will if the rivalry is canceled.
And I'm not saying that they're not rightfully mad. It's a rivalry that has been most of my life. It's been a big deal, that game.
I think it's the longest running rivalry in college football.
Oh, really?
I think so. I mean, they've played like 96 times in the last 100 years. The only times they didn't play were World War II and COVID.
How many times have we played? What's a year Oregon State didn't play?
Yeah, maybe it's longer than that. Let me see.
Anyway, my point is, regardless, it's one of the longer standing rivalries in the sport, okay? It's one of the most, if not the most recognizable rivalries, right? It's in there, the Michigan-Ohio State stuff, those colors, those schools.
Yeah.
The thing I would say, though, is despite that feeling, and it's an accurate feeling, you should be pissed when you lose a rivalry game. I think you should be pissed when your rivalry game doesn't mean as much. See Oregon State. I still think I'm landing on the side of not feeling obligated to it. You have screwed this sport up. That sport has already screwed itself up. There's already an imperfect science that happens where the amount of conference games you play is not the same. It's not universal. The strength of your schedule's not the same. There's too many teams. Like, who's the top four? I think the big winner yesterday was SEC and Big Ten teams.
Yeah.
Because those top four, more than likely, you're going to get three of those four.
Yeah.
And so those conferences will reap the benefits of it. If Notre Dame finds its way in, then great. But also, like, I'm on the other side of this because, one, there's no obligation anymore. It's only about what your win-loss record is. We don't really debate, like, oh, strength of schedule stuff. We do, but we don't. The other side is, like, Notre Dame, get a conference. I just, like, they get to be a beneficiary of this new rule because why?
Yeah.
So they can get their NBC money. They use the ACC. It's the girlfriend that thinks that the ring's coming, and it never is.
The funny thing there, too, is they scheduled that thing with Clemson. We talked about that a while ago, that series against Clemson. They're trying to tell the ACC that counts as one of their ACC games, and the ACC's like, oh, no, it doesn't.
Well, that's why it was a weird announcement. It's like, I thought that was already kind of part of the agreement, but it's not. So it's like,
no, the NBC's starting because they're. Because other schools aren't scheduling them for home games.
No.
So NBC's slate on for Notre Dame when they're at home is getting weaker and weaker and weaker.
I want that game to continue. What I'm saying, though, to be clear, is there is not an incentive for good to great teams to go play and make good to great games. You can say, well, yeah, you can lose more now, Sprague, and 100%. That was my original thought when all of this started, was that the expansion of that was going to allow teams to create more difficult games, matchups we want to watch as sports fans. But if you're Lincoln Riley and you have all this pressure, all this money, and you haven't quite achieved what people thought you would, are you more concerned with a rivalry that you weren't even tied to before you got there to continue? Or are you more tied to, I want to be in the playoffs so you can say, hey, pay me my money?
Yeah.
So I understand the booster side, the fan side. I also just chuckle at Notre Dame acting as if, like, they're perfect in all of this. They're not in a conference. They don't play by the same rules. And some years I give them credit for having a good schedule. Other years it's like, oh, we got Stanford again. Yeah, Stanford sucks. It's like, that's not impressive anymore.
Oh, you play Navy.
Hey, we have Navy. Navy's down this year. Like, that's some of these years, that schedule's not impressive.
I got a couple more thoughts on this, although I will give you a few. That was well done.
Thank you.
Bobby Marks coming up, final hour. I do a couple more thoughts on this. And a note, by the way, on the longest running rivalries, there is a caveat there. So I'll tell you what that is. And then also, Bill Connolly came out with his S&P Plus early spring look, or summer look, if you will, at the S&P Plus. We'll get to that coming up next on The Fan.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure? Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, with memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Hey, crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. You can find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com. We got Bobby Marks coming up in the final hour of the show.
Father, forgive me for my Notre Dame takes.
Yeah, you're going to have to apologize to the Pope for that one. We got an American Pope now, although he's not a Notre Dame Fighting Irish Pope.
No, he's a Villanova.
He's an American Pope, so you know Notre Dame is probably near and dear to his heart.
Maybe we should be more upset they didn't accept him into the university than they are at USC for maybe not playing that game.
Yeah, you know, I don't disagree with anything you said about Notre Dame, and it's why they're so unique. I do think they were, the SEC probably a huge winner because they win in all of this.
Yes.
Big Ten as well, right? Like, yeah. We went through what the bracket would have looked like last year. But Notre Dame not having to play in a conference and now having the ability to get a first-round bye is also a huge boost for them. And there's never going to be any added pressure now to say you have to do this. So they're going to be able to operate however they want, and they will continue to do so. I also look at the other side of this. So, and maybe this is just me living in a fairy tale land. The one thing that I like about the model that we're going to get, which, by the way, it's going to happen. So the playoff next year is going to be four teams from the SEC, four teams from the Big Ten.
Yes.
Two teams from the ACC, two teams from the Big 12, your group of five highest-ranked conference champion, Notre Dame if they have a heartbeat, and then what would that leave? Two at-large bids, but essentially they're all going to be qualifying
spots,
right?
Those are going to get from those conferences too. So
what you're going to see in the bigger conferences and in the other conferences is you're going to have, in the Big Ten and the SEC, the top two teams in the regular season and your conference standings automatically in the college football playoff. You don't play a conference championship game anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Three will play six, four will play five. The winner of those two games, you go to the college football playoff. In the Big 12 and the ACC, it'll be your regular season champ gets the automatic bid, and then two will play three, and the winner of that game will go to the college football playoff. So there are now so many pathways through automatic qualifiers. I'm not yet, but this is what it's going to look like. That when I look at a USC and the thought of Lincoln Riley, I mean, his whole stance behind the scenes on this has been, I want to see what the automatic qualifiers look like before I commit myself to this matchup. The Big Ten next year is going to have four automatically qualified spots for the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. Four. Mm-hmm. You are USC. Mm-hmm. You are Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
You just have to finish in the top four of the Big Ten.
Correctamundo.
And you will go to the college football playoff.
Yes.
Now, answer this question for me. Is Notre Dame in the Big Ten?
No.
So that's not a conference game. So it doesn't count against their standings for an automatic qualifier. Like, this again, maybe I'm living in fairy tale land. This is the one thing about the new playoff format that I'm very excited about. I get that we're going to debate why does this conference get more and that conference get more. Having there be spots on the line in your conference play and knowing if we just do this in conference play, we can get there.
Right.
I'm hoping leads to the thought that we all had when this thing began, and that was we're going to get better non-conference games because you're not going to get punished for it. You can lose one of these games early. Texas and Ohio State play in week one of next season. That's one of the first games of the year. Mm-hmm. It's a massive, dude, it's Arch Manning on the road at Ohio State, big noon kickoff. It's going to be a huge game. Guess what? Whoever loses that is still going to have a very realistic pathway to a college football playoff. So maybe, again, I am living in sunshine and rainbows and none of this is going to matter and we're going to get Baylor School for the Blind three times in non-conference and we're just going to cry about it. But I'm hoping that people are going to look at it and say, dude, we just finished in the top whatever in our conference. We're automatically in. Non-conference games don't count anymore, essentially. They're essentially preseason games. If you win them, great. If you lose them, whatever. Go finish them whatever place in your conference.
I don't disagree with anything. I just want to, my position on this is I want the great games. That's, I mean, why as a sports fan would I not want to watch Notre Dame, USC, or Texas and Georgia? Give those games to me as much as we possibly can. I think I'm just trying to see the landscape of this, and my takeaway is, do you know who the fourth team in the Big Ten was last year, the fourth place team? Just out of curiosity. It's
probably Ohio State.
You would be correct.
Yeah, because Indiana was up there with one loss.
Ohio State was 7-2.
Conference losses, yeah.
Okay, 7-2. I agree, by the way, on all of your points. You're USC, top four in a Big Ten.
Like, how can you not finish in the top four in the Big Ten?
Well, I'll give you a team that didn't finish in the top four. They USC? Were the fifth team. No, USC definitely won down. They were 4-5 in conference play.
They didn't win a conference road game.
Didn't have a great year last year. Yeah. They were 7-6 overall. I'll give you the team that was fifth in the Big Ten last year. Illinois.
Yeah, they had a great year.
Now, Illinois went 6-3 in the Big Ten. Okay, that was their conference record. 6-3. They were one game away from being fourth. What was their overall record? 10-3. 10-3 with three conference losses. When you look at that, if I'm Lincoln Riley, and I know you can easily say, well, you're paid to not be in this position. You should be better than that.
You're
USC. I don't disagree with it.
You're not Illinois.
But it's preservation. It's self-preservation. It is automatic for somebody to say, I have to accomplish a bare minimum of something. How can I make that easier so I look better doing it? I want the harder games. I do. But if Ohio State is winning the national championship and they finish fourth in that conference, a three-loss season might not get you in.
Yeah.
And so Lincoln Riley might lose two conference games because he has Oregon. He's got Penn State. He's got Ohio State. He's got Michigan. Maybe Indiana's going to be here for a while. He has like 4 to 5 teams in that conference that every year are going to be as good, if not better than him. So if he has only room to lose two in the conference, the math might say you don't have room to lose three. And you can say this is a scared way of operating, and I don't disagree with that either. I'm just simply pointing out, these dudes all want to make the playoffs because they want to get the next contract. So, yeah, it's cowardly. I'd love to see the big game happen. But if Notre Dame gets to go play Stanford and Navy and fill-in-the-blank garbage-ass ACC schools,
yeah,
and they don't have to worry about conference stuff, I can't also fault Lincoln and USC for saying...
Both sides are at fault here. It's definitely a two-way
street. The sport is at fault. Yeah. I mean, it's just highlighting, I think, the stupidity of where the sport kind of is, even though we love
that
it
That it's
so
even
much.
A thought, yeah.
Yes.
And I think what you've seen from the USC boosters is essentially, and I'm hoping that more schools learn this lesson, like, Washington going to the Big Ten was the right move based on the television contract and the where the Pac-12 was going and an Apple TV deal only. Like
right.
When USC and UCLA left and they turned down the initial offer that could have been the Big 12's offer, they just were kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. But I also chuckled behind the scenes of two of the biggest reasons that they left, their athletic director and their football coach telling them this is what we have to do, then we're gone. Like, two of the people who were the loudest voices in the room of, we have to make this move as a university.
One of them went to USC.
One of them went to another university, and the other one was gone 6 months later. It's like, peace, I'm going to Alabama. Oh, wait, you're not in the Pac-12 anymore or the Pac-10? You're now in a new conference. Doesn't matter. I'm not there anymore.
Right.
And I think that's what you're seeing from some of the USC boosters who are hearing this behind the scenes that Lincoln Riley doesn't want to do it. And I think they're now waking up to, I have no clue where Lincoln Riley and USC are going to go in the next 3 or 4 years. Maybe they bounce back and have a great year. They're recruiting at a higher level right now. I have no clue. But I think they're saying, like, wait a minute. We've been around this university our entire lives.
Yes.
We look forward to the USC-Notre Dame game
every year.
Yep. You don't want to play this. The second we take it off the schedule, it's hard to get back on the schedule because for some dumb reason in this sport, we schedule 30 years out in advance. So who knows when the next time we're going to be able to play it. Why are we letting you dictate who we play in the future when I don't know if you're going to be here in 2 years?
And then what
if he goes 6-6 next year? They might fire his ass.
They might. But what if his response is, let's see it 1 year, and then they get in the playoff, and then let's just say they win a playoff game.
Yeah,
they
say, oh,
do those boosters feel differently now?
I mean, financial payday would be nice.
I think that's the weirdest part about this is you and I are in lockstep agreement. I'm just merely pointing out that's a tough conference to be in. They took that step. That was their. They initiated all of this.
Yeah, they're the ones that killed the conference by making this move. My team's not in that conference if USC's not in that
100% agree with you there. So, like, I want them to play as many hard games as possible. I'm just pointing out that conference is hard. It's already going to be tough enough to not lose two games. You don't have wiggle room to lose three. And Notre Dame's good right now. They might beat you again. And so they get in because most of their schedule's not as difficult. And you are out because your conference sucks, and you got to play Notre Dame.
Pull your big boy pants up, USC and Notre Dame. Join a conference, you bastards. You're both wrong here. Crunch Time brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. Find your Crunch Time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Does Knicks Pacers live up to the hype for Game 2? The West has been an absolute dud. What do we get tonight in a Game 2? We'll talk a little bit about that. Bobby Marks is going to join us coming up at 8:30. We'll get you some bets for the weekend. No Sprague in the line normally, but we'll get some bets for the weekend. Load a final hour on a Friday next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime.
Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.